on to the school board director for Dixie Budke.
Yes.
Would you like to start?
Yes. Is it on?
Yeah.
I do need it. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Dixie Budke, and my husband Ken and I have been homeowners on one house since 2006. I was appointed to serve on the school board in November 2012. It's been a very steep and very effective learning curve. Did I mention that we have six kids and grandchildren? That's a learning curve. I was a public school teacher at a college level for a decade, teaching business and personal development courses. I hold a bachelor's degree in business administration and management, a master's degree in human development, and a doctorate in human and organizational systems. In my opinion, we have a great school. National test scores are going up. The overall budget is at a midpoint with other small schools our size, but it's being watched very carefully for efficiencies. Still, there is room for growth and improvement, a challenge I take very seriously. I support our current school leadership and will work very hard for a revised facilities bond with broad community support. I'm the new kid on the island, and a lot of you don't yet know me. So I got a hold of a lot of my former students, and I said, why should this community put the confidence in me? And I was really tickled with what came back to me, so let me share some of the things that some of my students have put about me. From Sybil Cromer, Dr. D, you're inspirational in my success in school. I probably would have dropped out and had been for your encouragement to push forward. Lizzie Rodriguez, now a doctoral candidate, says, you put in extra time to ensure that your students heard from experts in the field through presentations and field trips. You encourage experience and internships to garner knowledge rather than information. You brought real-world application into learning, which made it valuable and viable. Matt Montandon, I own and operate my first inn, restaurant, and bar. I could not have done this without you. Jessica Antacuni, now a law student. I truly became a different and much better person after having Dr. Budke come into my life. I remember her always telling our class that we were special and unique individuals and that we should strive for excellence in both our personal and professional lives. I've taken her words to heart and worked to better myself every day. And Juanito Martinez, I like the way you thought. You would teach in ways that would have all the different learning styles, from visual to auditory to hands-on. As an educator, you were one of only a handful that fought the three different ways. And from my knowledge, these teachers were always liked and respected. Thank you.
I'm Paul Burr. I've been here since 1998 and involved in a lot of the community activities here. When someone asked me whether I would run, I looked at him kind of stupefied. That's a big thing. So what I come from as a background is I come from Boeing. My last 2 years at Boeing was we would review the business manufacturing plan because we were about to implode. So we did that, and then I retired, and then I was asked to come back for a year and a half to implement this. Now let me tell you, in a plan like that, any change in any process is long, hard, and difficult. Change does not come easy to us because we are evaluated by the job performance we create, how we did the job. So now you're asking me to make a change. I went and looked before I decided to run. I want to look. This is a Washington State report card, and it's a lot of the data that you've seen tonight. Well, let me tell you something. There's no low-hanging fruit. There's no easy answers here. It's a long, hard road. Now, you may find some things you can do quickly to make economic changes, to make changes in that, et cetera. But you have to be dedicated. And what I think I can bring to this board is my experience in having reviewed how to make process change. Now, this question was asked. One, when I measured this, this measures the school activities about grade performance, economics, etc. But one thing I didn't see, one thing that bothers me, I didn't see anything that related how our teachers feel about the job they're doing. And you know what's tantamount in education? Tantamount in education is how well our teachers like their job, perform their job, want to do their job, and show up for that job. And I hope that I can be the inspiration for that. I hope I can encourage and create a willingness and look at ourselves and not point fingers. Pointing fingers at what we do has absolutely no value. Stop.
Are there any questions?
I'd like to have your positions on the so-called press box, which is next to the football soccer field, and which has generated some cross currents of opinions across the community. Want to know if we feel Dixie as a member of the board and you, Paul, as a challenger.
No logos. You know, I have a lot of kids. They're all in sports. I not only have one logo hat, I have two logo hats.
But
the press box. So this has nothing to do with my lack of support for sports, because frankly, somehow my kid got through school because of athletics. Press box, here's my concern. It's public land, and it has to go through a process of being safe. And that's been the concern with the board all along. The county's got to close down the press box until we get the proper permits. It's got to be safe. And that is a responsibility of the board to make sure that everything about that press box is safe. Do we need a press box? Absolutely. Is it fun to have a press box? Yes. But it needs to go through certain channels. And that's what the board has determined.
I like Dixie. I'm not running against Dixie. I'm running for myself, but I agree with what you said. Now, I'm for a press box, and I'm going to say this because no one's worked harder than Whiteman on this activity. But that's the community spirit we need if we're going to make this work. All of us involved, all of us caring, all of us sharing in responsibility to make this thing work. We can't turn our backs. It doesn't work then.
Hi, my name is Judy Thornton, and I just have one question, and I've waited till the end to ask it, and this is a question for Dixie. After hearing all the talk from all the people, it's been very educational. I just want to know why or how the board came to the mindset of letting the big bond go through without any sort of common sense or, I mean, you went ahead and spent the money for the architects without even knowing that the bond was going to pass. And I've been very curious ever since this law was done. What was the board's mindset that they thought that this would go through? And they could have $15.5 million to spend on the schools.
That's a great question. I have to say, from my perspective, being on the board, I was late into the process. I was appointed in November 2012. I read every single solitary thing, and from my perspective, I watched a very open process of 11 meetings and forums. There were four options presented. That's more option that I've ever seen in any school district presented to a community. We went to dot to dots. We listened to people. We sat in the room saying, no, the new school is too much. A Band-Aid is too little. And the board really did come to the conclusion that we listened hard to what the community would want at that time. And that was a hard set. And we really had felt that we had done our homework as educators and professionals. And we were wrong.
Thank you.
Can I answer her question?
Yes,
you
can answer.
Yeah.
The quality of...
We're going to find leaders, so let's just...
quality education is not a political issue. Good teaching staff is not a political issue. Being fiscally responsible to the community is a is not a political issue. This has got to include us all. Okay? So I'm not going, if I'm elected, I'm not bringing to the board some political agenda. I want to do what I think's right. But more than anything, I want to be a catalyst to maybe look at ourselves. I don't care how we're doing. You can always do better. And when you do better, who benefits? The teachers and the kids and us.
Paul, you have that stack of papers there, and that's from some state report, is that right?
It's a Washington State report card. From the superintendent. Okay.
You said that missing from that was any rating of how the teachers felt about their jobs. If that is the case, your concern is with the report, not the school. Because in that report, there is nothing said about how the teachers feel, as from what I gather from you. Now, if there's something in there about how the teachers feel, let us know. Yes. You say that there are problems, there are weaknesses, there are things that you want to deal with, and you seem to be pretty upset about them. Can you delineate specifically what your main concerns are?
Good intended people did good intended deeds. And they don't always come out as you expect. I'll give you the example, General Motors, General Electric, Lehman Brothers. You think those people wanted those companies to fail? No. But if they set in place a measurement system that says how we're doing. I don't care how good we're doing, we can do better. But we've got to measure that. And what I was trying to say is this is measured dollars and classroom activity. But what I don't see and what I want to help to do is how do teachers feel about their job? How do they feel this? Because that's dynamite. When they are happy with what they're doing is it comes back. It comes back to the kids. It comes back to us. Yes.
No. She has the answer.
I don't give a chance.
You know, some things just absolutely cannot be measured in a quantitative way. I am a classroom volunteer. I walk the hall. I do lunch duty. Now that's a fun thing. I do playroom, school duty. The teachers are collegial. The rooms are engaging. You can't measure the smile on a kid's face. You can't measure little kids taking care of big kids taking care of little kids, unless you're in the school, walking the halls, doing the stuff, and saying, this just feels so good. That's measurable right here, qualitative.
Okay, this will be our last question.
I'm a parent of two school children who attend middle school. And I definitely care a lot about education and quality of the school. For me, I feel sometimes it's helpful to perhaps get a sense from the teachers who are, you know, basically the backbone of the school who carry the load to make sure that the kids get educated in a way that they feel happy about. I do not know if it would be possible for us here in this room to get some feedback from the teachers and the staff to, you know, because a lot of all the candidates and have been attending the board meeting, I would like to get a sense from the teachers to see, you know, what kind of support, what kind of board candidates they are looking for in order for them to be able to work effectively to advance the education of their children. Not so much the candidates, but for the teachers and staff.
So perhaps the question is there a process for parents to get feedback from school staff?
That's not my question.
What is your question?
My question is, you know, for the teachers and the staff to perhaps give feedback from their experience at the board meeting with different candidates to give us some feedback about how how they can be supported. You know, what kind of candidates are they that would be supportive of the teaching environment?
But that is not the format here. We're not going to have the teachers stand up to get their opinions. That's something. That was our final question for the school board. Thank you. Oh, yes?
What evidence do you have, candidates, that the school, the teachers in the school support you specifically?
Sorry, can you repeat that? I forgot here.
What evidence do you have, candidates, that the teachers in the school support you specifically?
Well, I'm in for the hugs. This is a highly paid position, as you know. But really, you know, going walking down the halls and greeting the teachers and looking into their classrooms and just feeling the warmth and support, they're not coming and giving me a stack of approval on my head. You know when you're being appreciated. And I feel incredibly appreciated and supported by most. And she has got it, so thank you all for that.
Thank you, yes, for volunteering in my room.
Pretty much only been at the school board meetings. I haven't been there and until I get elected. If I get elected, I won't have that opportunity. I'll take that opportunity then. I'm not going to waste the time before I'm not elected. But I want to say something. Nothing more tonight is that you get here another act. If I don't get elected, and the sweet lady does, if you heard what I've said and it has some effect, I've won. That's why I decided to get involved. We need to look at ourselves as a community, we need to look at ourselves as a school, we need to look at ourselves and the support. Now, the bond issue. I want to talk about the bond issue quickly. I got it wasn't a no vote. It was a protest vote. No one voted against the schools. They voted against the magnitude.
Okay. We're done. Thank you.